USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. NASCAR is investigating after a noose turned up in the garage of Bubba Wallace on Saturday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace, who is black, the only top-tier black driver in NASCAR, says he's incredibly saddened, and he says it serves as a reminder of how much further we have to go as a society. Nevertheless, he says he is not going to let it break him, and he will continue driving. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
NBC News is reporting that President Trump is angry about low turnout for his rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday, and also angry that campaign personnel revealed that six members of his advance team had tested positive for the coronavirus just prior to the rally. The Tulsa fire marshal estimated the crowd at 6,200 supporters. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York, says Attorney General Bill Barr deserves to be impeached, but he says it won't happen, as he says the effort would be a waste of time because the Senate is still controlled by Republicans. He spoke after Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Nadler's home state, was fired by the administration. Nadler says his committee will look at the firing at a hearing on Wednesday, though whether Berman will be there, Nadler told CNN.
We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Atlanta's interim police chief speaking out about tensions in the city between his department and the community as a higher the number amount of officers have been calling out sick since former police officer Garrett Rolfe was charged with murder for the death of Rayshard Brooks. Rolfe shot Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot a little over a week ago. The interim chief says the department will not tolerate lawlessness, although the department is sensitive to the protests. The New York Museum of Natural History is now requesting that its statue of Theodore Roosevelt be removed. The bronze statue of Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man standing beside the horse is located on the front steps at the Central Park West entrance, and it has sparked controversy over the years. Mayor de Blasio saying that removing it is the right decision at the right time. No word, though, on when the statue is going to come down or where it will go from there. And one of grunge rock's most iconic instruments is now the most expensive guitar of all time. Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric that he played during Nirvana's MTV Unplugged episode sold for a record-setting $6 million over the weekend. It had previously been appraised at about $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.